All right. Welcome back to the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. This is episode 11, I think. And I want to apologize for not podcasting as often as I would like to. My schedule just is really hectic as of late, and I am not able to be as consistent as I want. But I promise you, I'm always thinking about you guys. I'm always thinking about my listeners, and you know, I want to make sure you guys are being up to date with kind of what's going on, and also having like relevant information. This isn't just like a, oh, what is Aubrey Ebony up to today? You know, this is more about the industry, the challenges, the journey, you know, the successes and the failures. And with that being said, I just kind of want to dive into my topic. So if you don't know, I will let you guys know that after countless trips to New York, I have finally signed with my first modeling agency in New York City. And if I had an applause sound, I would throw it in there. Maybe I'll try to find it, maybe not. but I signed with BMG Models of New York, and I am really excited because for those of you who don't know, I'm only about 5'6 and a half, you know, barely 5'7. And in New York, you need to be 5'9, 5'10, 5'11, you know, in order for people to take you seriously as a model. And that is why I am blessed to say that, like, I finally did it. I know a lot of girls come to New York trying to get signed with an agency and they don't get anywhere. And so for that, again, I am very blessed, very happy, very lucky. And whatever words you want to use to describe me being able to sign with an agency in New York. I work really hard. I don't know if you see that, and I know you guys see a lot of my social media, but social media is just one portion of kind of what I do in my day-to-day life, but I'm a real commercial model. I do mostly commercial work. What is on my Instagram is stuff to kind of keep the numbers up. It's stuff to keep the followers and the likes, you know, up to a certain point, to keep up engagement, to work with brands and blah, 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 blah. But at the very end of the day, what I do is commercial work. I model for Disney. I've modeled for Universal Studios. I've modeled for Delta, for Buick. And all of this is commercial work. Carnival Cruise Lines. A bunch of other things. I have a resume if you guys really want to check it out. but I say all that to say that, you know, I'm not an Instagram girl or an Instagram model. You know, I have agencies now between Florida, Georgia, and New York that are able to get me work. And for that, I am thankful. My mother agent is Click Models of Atlanta. Jenny is my mother agent. She's amazing. Down in Florida, I am with Ben's Model and Talent. I am with the Diamond Agency. Professionally pretty from time to time. I get some stuff from them, but I am in a non-exclusive contract with them. And keep in mind that Florida, to my knowledge, is a non-exclusive state. I don't know anybody that is on an exclusive contract. And let me scratch that. My friend Delara, who is signed with Wilhelmina in Miami, is on an exclusive contract. But I am not on any exclusive contracts with anybody in Florida. With that being said, I can work as much as I can in Florida. In Georgia, I am only signed to my mother agent, and I am okay with that because she's amazing. And then in New York now, I just have one agent. When I fly to New York for work, I technically don't work in New York. I technically do work in states that are nearby New York, but I am not working in New York. It is just easier to fly to New York to get to the place that I'm trying to go to get my work done. But anyway, that's that. So New York one-on-one. What you want to have when you're going to New York to try to go to open castings or to submit online, step one is you have to have a portfolio, guys and gals. You have got to have a portfolio, okay? You cannot go in there with some pictures that your best friend took, unless your best friend is a phenomenal photographer. You know, you can't just go in there with any photos. My book is pretty extensive, from swimwear to beauty. I have some glamour. I have some commercial. I have some tear sheets. And tear sheets are clips that I've gotten out of a magazine from ads that I'm in. I have all of that. I have my resume when I go there. I have my acting headshot. I have all of that when I go to New York and I, you know, went to open casting calls. I went to MC Square, or I met with MC Square, which is my dream agency. But unfortunately, as of right now, I am not not able to be with their agency due to my height. Like I said, as of now, give me a little bit of time and let me change the game. I met with, who else did I meet with in New York? I'm not sure. I met with a lot of anybody that has open calls out in New York. I went to open calls, maybe about four or five of them. I've submitted to JAG Models. I've submitted to Wilhelmina. I've submitted to Q Model Management in New York. I've submitted to quite a few in New York and never heard back. And I wasn't upset about that. You know, I get a lot of emails. I can only imagine the kind of emails that they get. I just thought it might have been easier because I do have a good portfolio, but it did not get me anywhere in New York. BMG, I went to an open call and they told me to email a specific email after they had seen me. And I was the only one out of the group for the open casting who they had allowed to email them some information. And so I did. And when I did, I didn't hear anything back. I'm talking months. I'm talking like I went to New York probably back in March, maybe April, and I was, you know, going to these open castings and I got nothing back, you know, after months. And so finally, after consistency, I called and I was like, hey, you know, you guys told me to submit you some information, but I never heard back. And they were like, oh my gosh, sorry. Like, let me check our messages. What's your email? And I gave them my email and they checked through the emails that they had and I ended up being in their spam folder. So, after that, she was like, yes, I would love to, you know, have you come in for a meeting. I want to meet with you. I said, amazing. Like, cool. Just tell me when. And so we scheduled a time. I flew out to New York and I met with the director of the agency or the owner of the agency, Mike, I believe is his name. And I met with Brittany at BMG in New York and it was a great meeting. And then they sent me over my paperwork after I sent them over my portfolio. And boom, I'm a New York agency model. you know, and it's a challenge because I do live in the Southeast. However, I do go to New York about, you know, once every 4 to 5, 6 weeks. And so it makes it easier and it makes more sense for me to be signed with an agency in New York because I am in New York often. With that being said, that is how I got signed to an agency. I went to a bunch of open casting calls. I submitted a bunch of emails. I submitted a bunch of like online forms, you know, through websites for, you know, model submissions. And I had heard nothing back, you know, but after I met in person and I got some information and I presented myself well and I was prepared, it worked out. So now I am an agency model in New York. Whoop, whoop. And again, if you're wanting to do this, please, 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 please keep in mind the kind of photos you're going to want to have. They need to be professional. They need to be clean. They need to represent you. Please keep a consistent hairstyle or hair color. You know, don't have too much variety of that in your portfolio. You want to look like you're able to be molded for a brand or for a campaign or for a client. So keep that in mind. In my portfolio, like I said before, I have some beauty shots. I have some athletic shots. I have some smiling shots. I have some swimwear shots, a couple of glamour shots. I had my acting headshot. I had my resume and some tear sheets. That is what I brought to me every time I was in New York. I am signed with BMG for about a year and 6 months. So it's an 18-month contract, which isn't too bad, which means that about 2021, I'll probably end the contract with them or they'll end the contract with me. It'll renew, whatever chooses to happen at that point in my career. But as of now, I'm locked in with BMG for 18 months and that's okay. That is okay. So that is like the plus side to being, you know, a model is the ups, right? The exciting moments. You know, I feel like there's something else. I just have some cool stuff coming up. Just watch and see, and I'll post some stuff. And, you know, I'm always down to give advice and help girls out. And I know that there are some people that I haven't really gotten a chance to help out. But I will get to you. I have you guys on my radar, on my list of things to really, you know, research and help you guys out. So just please bear with me. But where there are ups, there are downs. And so, you know, I actually got dropped from one of my bigger agencies for TV and commercial. I got dropped probably in spring, early spring, and it is because I wasn't booking enough with them. And I had booked two really good jobs in a matter of 4 months. I had taken the required acting classes. I had gotten the headshots needed, you know. I was getting my demo reel. I had a demo reel that I put together in a matter of months, you know, to try to really be prepared for this agency. And at the time, it wasn't enough because they do represent actors that are in LA, and a lot of their actors are doing major stuff. I think Alonzo Algie Smith, I think that's his name. At some point in his career, maybe like three, four years ago, he was with the agency that I am represented or was represented and was dropped by then. Now he's in Euphoria. I think he did the Bobby Brown special. He's done some really cool stuff. And I just go to say how long this journey takes sometimes and the things that happen in between. So yeah, I got dropped from an agent. And I had never had that happen because I work very diligently. I'm very professional. You know, and all that that was for me was that I needed to increase and enhance my skills as an actor and actress if I'm going to really be out here trying to pursue acting. And so, yeah, I wasn't hurt by it. But, you know, I got an email saying, hey, Aubrey, you know, we hate to do this, but we need to let you go. You can resubmit to us in about 6 months, which is probably about now. I'm just going to go ahead and resubmit to them and, you know, show them that I have the potential to do and be what it is that they see that I can do and be. And that's just confidence. You know, you can't get discouraged. There's no ill will. There's no negative feelings. You know, I'm not bad mouthing anybody, you know, because at the end of the day, this is business, you know. And one of my biggest questions that I had was like, well, why not just wait for me to develop? You know, why drop me from the agency? Well, you know, at the end of the day, it can sometimes cost an agency to have a model or an actor or actress on their roster if they are not bringing in the appropriate finances to balance that out. There are different websites. There are fees. There are, you know, submitting, you know, fees that need to be paid and the agency is paying them. And if you're not making them enough money or, you know, at least balancing out what they're putting out there for you or what they're spending for you, then it makes sense. So, you know, I am just really looking forward to showing them that like, hey, you know, I can do this and like, I'm going to be great. Like, I feel it. Like, do you ever just like sit on something and like feel that this is right? You know, I feel like what I'm doing is right. And I do so much, you guys, like so much, man. I'm hosting an industry mixer. You know, I do my workshops. I podcast. I model full time. You know, I coach girls. I do so much. And I really am excited for what my future is to come because I work really hard. So, you know, I'm not saying any of this to brag or to carry on or to, you know, ramble, but the industry is tough and you have to understand why things happen and the changes you need to make in order to succeed. So for me, when I got dropped from my agency, and this is even after I booked like, a Delta Industrial, and then I booked the Tyler Perry title sequence for Ambitions that's out right now. And you can see that little clip on my model counselor page. You know, after I booked that in like 4 or 5 months of being signed with them and my acting classes and my headshots and my demo reel, I put a lot of work into 5 months. But you know what? It wasn't hard enough. It wasn't enough work. And I can say that I could have worked harder. You know, I could have. But there's only so much time. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to make time for yourself. Self-care, mental health is super important. And, you know, I can only push myself so far to get as much done as I did in that short amount of time. So now I'm just, again, working on my demo reel. I'm working on another short film. At some point, I'm going to get that done. And, you know, I'm just going to resubmit. I got a couple more headshots. I need to do more headshots. The more headshots for acting, the better. You know, you want people to see that you can be, and see this. This is a tricky thing. You know, in your portfolio, for your modeling portfolio, you want to have a look that's like, oh, that's her look. You know, Gigi Hadid usually looks the same. Jasmine Tooks looks the same, usually looks the same. You know, if your portfolio has blonde hair, green hair, blue hair, orange, you know, this make, you know, it's a little too versatile. However, if you're trying to be an actor or an actress, different shirts, different hairstyles, glasses, you know, you want to be as versatile as you can because you want to be able to fit as many roles as you can. And so for acting, definitely show some versatility in your skills and in your visual. And then for modeling, kind of keep it very, look like you as much as you can. And so that's just kind of where I am now. I am headed to New York tomorrow, actually, for work and just 2 nights because I've been traveling a lot and I'm exhausted. I just came back from Tampa for a callback. And, you know, a lot of people ask, like, oh, so you pay to go out of town for a callback or an audition. So here's a kicker. Here's what I do. If the callback or the job or the audition is worth me taking a risk, let's say it's an $8,000 job, a $4,000 job. You know, if I have $200-$300 to spend on a flight or on a bus ticket or whatever the case, to rent a car to drive to Florida, to fly to Florida, I'll do that. You know, it's totally worth it. Especially if the job matches who you are. Like, they were looking for an African American in their 20s who's hip and hot. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to go. So I had my agent submit some pictures. I got a call back. And then I went to Florida. Literally, I flew to Florida Thursday night after my golf event. And then Friday night, I was back in Atlanta. And that's just how prepared you have to be. I have a dilemma coming up with scheduling and dates and things like that, but I'm definitely going to tackle that when I finalize what's going on with these jobs. I ended up making myself available for certain dates back in August, and then I booked this job at the same time. I had also made myself available in September, or early September, for the job I went to Florida for. So I'm going to have a little bit of conflict when it comes to scheduling, but I'm going to figure it out. You know, a lot of modeling, a lot of what modeling is being able to resolve conflict, do it in a timely manner, and prepare, you know, just prepare and be communicative and be open with your agents and let them know what's going on. So I'm probably just going to email my mother agent and let her know, like, hey, by the way, something might have come up because I did make myself available for another event, and you just have to talk it out. You know, just give enough time's notice. Yes. I really wish this was the kind of podcast where I can, like, you guys could, like, dial in and, like, ask questions on the air. Like, this is a radio show, right? Where you could ask questions and I can answer them. Because I think that's a good basis of what I wanted to cover. Is being signed in New York and the effort it takes to getting that done. I have a gorgeous friend who went to New York for a couple of days, I think 10 days. She's taller than me. She's darker than me. And, you know, darker skin is trending. And she has bigger hair than me, like longer hair. And I really thought she was going to sign with an agency. I really did. And she didn't get signed. It's really hard out here, guys. You know, you have to be prepared. You got to stay motivated. You got to stay focused. And you have to keep going at it. Okay. And you know, I've been dropped from an agent, like probably my biggest agent, you know, I've ever had. And it's about being prepared in that world. You know, I'm a new actor, a new actress, you know, so you really want to be prepared. You want to perfect your craft. It's so much more than I can cry on cue, or people say I'm naturally dramatic, because at the end of the day, like, that's real world. You know, you need to be able to portray a character. You need to be able to make it believable and at the same time make it you. And finding the psychology and understanding the psychology behind acting is so challenging. So I recommend you guys definitely get into some acting classes, you know, learn some acting methods. Meisner, Stanislavski, you know, there's some really cool things out there you can research prior to diving into the acting world if you're really wanting to get into acting. But yeah, just preparation and making adjustments when necessary and being open to, like, listening what needs to be changed and being communicative. Like, all of these things are so, 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 so important when you're trying to be successful in this industry. Yeah. Wow. 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 I really wish I had so much more to say, but I really just want to touch up on that and just let you guys know that I more than appreciate the 1,000 listens that I've gotten so far, especially being that I haven't been as consistent with my podcast. So thank you so much for bearing with me and for listening and for being along on this journey. You know, I saw something on Instagram the other day that said there's a girl who signed with top modeling agencies in New York and LA, and she's only 5'4". You know, and that goes to show you, as long as you have the look and you're putting in the work, you can make it, dude. Like, you really can make it. So just stay confident, stay focused, stay motivated, and don't get discouraged. You know, it's hard, especially as you get older. And I'm definitely getting older. And you think, like, oh, I'm going to age out. You know, it's just a matter of taking care of yourself, taking care of your skin, taking care of your hair, taking care of your body. And I have alopecia, so sometimes my hair is, like, in and out, you know, but at the very least, I take care of my hair through vitamins and through oils, you know, so I'm not just letting my hair break off, you know, and not fighting the good fight. You know, you definitely have to put in the effort I work out every other day, or sometimes I miss a couple of days. Sometimes I miss a week. You know, I'm not perfect, but I definitely try to keep my body in order because my measurements are what my agents have, and I try to stay within my measurements. And then, let's say I get booked for a job, and then I gained a couple of pounds, and my agent didn't know that, and she's sending me to a client, and the client is like, wait a minute, things have changed. You know, that's unprofessional, guys. Like, definitely keep on top of what you need to keep on top of, and stay focused, man. Like, this industry is definitely the kind of industry where you can't slack. And I find myself slacking, and the moment I slack is when I don't have money. And speaking of money, let you know how I budget this. Like, I don't work a real job, guys. I'm not a sugar baby. You know, I don't have some rich person sponsoring my life. You know, at the end of the day, you know, modeling is about budgeting. If you make $800 in a day, you know, don't go splurging because you don't know when your next job is going to come. You don't know when you're going to book next, unless you're an influencer and you have that stuff kind of coming in regularly. But if you're working just as a full-time model, it's really about budgeting. So I'll make some money here and there, and I'll keep it. I'll save it. And then when I make some more money is when I'll spend a little bit. And I'm not talking about, oh, I'm taking myself on a trip to Jamaica. Like, no. You know, I might splurge and buy a new pair of shoes or something. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to be able to budget and monetize and prioritize, like, your life if you're really trying to work as a full-time model. Because this lifestyle is very, very inconsistent. You know, you never know when you're going to book a job. Booking 7 jobs in a year is, like, good. You know? Booking 1 job in a year is bad, but that 1 job could be good if it's a $20,000, you know, campaign. If you sign a campaign or like a contract with like, let's say Victoria's Secret or Pink or Gap or whatever the case may be, you know, you sign something like that, that's 1 gig, you got a bunch of money, cool. But most of the time it's not like that. You know, most of the time it's a good, you know, $1,200 here, $800 here. And that's, at the end of the day, it's good money for a day of work. You know, people work 2 weeks to get the kind of money that I make in a day. People work a month sometimes to get the kind of money I make in a day. So it's all about budgeting. And you might need help. You know, if you have a partner, like I have a partner, and, you know, we make sure bills are paid. You know, that is how I am able to do it. If I was not in a partnership or in a situation that is a relationship, if I wasn't dating, you know, and I was by myself, I would probably have to live below my means. So that's living in an apartment that costs maybe $500 a month. You know, that way that those 2 jobs that you get for the month cover your bills, and then you have some to pay, and then you have some money to kind of play. You know, again, I feel like I'm rambling, but keeping in mind that I do this full time. You know, I have a master's in marriage, couple, family counseling that I got last summer, and I say that all the time. I will say that till the day I die, because school was a pain in the ass, but I did it. But I've been working full time as a model for about 1.5 years. It's possible. The more representation, the better. I also do self work. Like, I will submit myself. I will look for casting agents. I'll look for casting calls online, on Instagram. I'll go on Backstage Casting and see what they have going on. I'll, you know, as much networking as you can do. You know, do as much networking as you can do, because, yes, your agents work for you, but, you know, you also have to remember there are other models and other actors and actresses that your agents are working for. So, you know, be your most diligent agent. Be your most hardest working agent, you know, if you're really wanting to be successful. I think that's all that I have to say. but I wish you guys the best of luck throughout this journey. I know it's hard. Please don't give up, guys. Please stay motivated. Please stay focused and keep going hard. I'm here for you. You're not alone. It happened. You know, you're going to hear a bunch of no's. I heard so many no's. I still hear no's. You know, I'm not going to stop until Rihanna's putting me in her lingerie line. You know, I think it's so possible. What I need to do to get there, not sure. You know, but I'm going to keep pushing until I get there. But I got this. And you got this. Thank you guys for listening. More podcasts coming soon. My next guest is going to be amazing. She's a mom and a blogger and influencer. She's been featured in great magazines. I'm really excited to have her on here to talk about kind of her world, her lifestyle, especially being in a marriage and family. I would love to talk to a mom. And my friend Haley is a mom, but the guest I plan on having soon is going to be great for my listeners, especially my women of color listeners, or, you know, people who aren't of color. You know, I'm really excited to have this podcast guest on here. I feel like I'm excited about all my guests. But you know, I'm really looking forward to catching up with her and talking to her, because I haven't seen her probably in like 2 years. But she's been verified on social media, which is exciting. And I cannot wait till the day I'm verified on Instagram. Jeesh Louise, like, what does a girl have to do? but I'm patient. And I got some crystals, and my crystals are keeping me calm and focused. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. This is episode 11. And until next time.